Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
It's working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Finally, it's Wednesday. It's cold as hell out. Well, not cold as hell. It doesn't make sense. It's cold as we're anyway. What's going on, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I know I can't get a Tesla or any electric car where I live because I'm in a condo.
Yeah.
And it
I thought you were going to look into that.
Yeah, I know like our condo association had looked into it, but it would have to be like a shared charging station.
Oh, okay.
But if I wanted like my own in my own parking spot, yeah, it's very complicated.
Okay.
Because the parking spot's not near the building, mm-hmm, then it has to get connected to my electricity. It's convoluted.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the hell of it, I was just thinking, I was like, well, it's not free to charge your car. Like, what is it?
It is at supermarkets.
For some, right?
I think most. I don't think you pay for them at Wawa. Wawa's got charging stations all over. Do you pay for? I think you pay.
You definitely pay for a supercharging station.
Okay.
Which is
faster.
Which is faster. And they do charge in. It's like something like, so I Googled all this stuff. They charge you between $10 and $15.
Oh, okay.
So I looked, what does it cost to charge a Tesla at home?
Yeah.
Like, what does that affect on
your
bill?
Your electric bill.
Yeah, and it's, you know, there's different kinds of Teslas, but like the basic Tesla that goes like 270 miles mm-hmm before you need to charge it. To go from 0 miles to the 270, it costs between $10 and $14.
A month?
No, per charge.
So how is that?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Obviously, the emissions are gone, but how, like, pocketbook-wise, that's expensive as hell.
It does seem expensive.
It does, because for me, I would think I would have to charge it every 2 days.
Yeah, I would have to charge it every day.
And I only pay for, like, my car is, well, it depends on how much gas is, obviously, but 9 gallons. I have a small gas tank. It's a small little car.
Yeah, I feel like I may be missing something, which is why I wanted to bring it up here.
Interesting.
So someone could teach me correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I had to charge my car every day when I got home, now it wouldn't be a dead charge. Like, I wouldn't be starting at zero.
That's true.
So
well,
maybe
that's
it cost me
every
like,
other day.
Yeah, maybe it cost me $7. But $7 a day times 7 days is $50, and I'm getting gas now 2.5 times a week. So that's over $100-something. So it would save
me.
But it's not free.
No.
And I think we get the impression that it's free.
I thought it was free from the standpoint of, and I am not one of these car owners.
Yeah.
I thought all these supermarkets and convenience store parking lots, I thought they were free. And that's why they're always packed, which also to me is a problem because how do you know when to go charge your car?
Right. and how long it's going to take. If it's not the supercharge with it, which they do charge you for.
Yeah, no, I totally get it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I may be missing something, so I was hoping that by saying it here, someone might.
It's funny you brought up cars, because I have a couple of car things for you that I was going to ask you about.
Oh, I like that.
Well, one is actually more of a tell than an ask. The other's an ask. So my car has, I'm approaching 200,000 miles on my car. I got it almost exactly 4 years ago now. I bought it with 56,000 miles, I believe it was, and I'm approaching 200,000 miles. I'm like 194 or something.
That's cool.
It is, and I really do. I love this car. Got the 5-speed. It's really, it zips around the city. It's a great car. So about a month ago, remember I got the flat tire after the Rutgers game. So, of course, there I was fixing the flat tire at 10:30 on a Tuesday night, on a work night, whatever. Bring it into Mulaney Tire in Mattawan. And while he had it up on the lift, and I grew up with the guy Joe owns it. I grew up with his brother, so know him really
well. You
grew
up with a Mulaney.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely. So I'm like, just fix the tire. Can you do me a favor? Give me a once-over on the car, because this has been going on. So he calls me, and of course, I needed a water pump. I needed this. And he goes, and by the way, he goes, old car. He goes, what kind of gas you use? And I'm like, regular. He goes, I'm going to suggest you put the best gas in. And I hear, you know, what have I always said? Gas is gas.
Gas is gas, my friend.
Gas is gas. So when I said that to him, he basically said, he goes, yeah, but your car has 200,000 miles on it. So now this is a month later. I will tell you, I've been putting the, is it Shell? The 94 Ultimate.
That's the top of the line?
Yeah. I feel like I'm in California. I paid $4.78 a gallon just 2 days ago, but that's what I've been putting in the car. I will tell you, this car is running better than the day I picked it up. And I am not one to believe that the gas makes that much of a difference.
Really?
I've had, knock on wood, because I'll go out there, I'll be dead now. I've had no starting issues. There's been no engine knocking or anything. He thought that the lower quality gasoline, it caused a lot of, I don't remember the exact term, but he thought the better gasoline would really help with the engine and the engine knocking. And I've got to tell you, it has been now a solid month, maybe even 5-6 weeks. After about a week of putting that fuel in, it's been phenomenal. So I'd like to apologize to everybody that I said regular gas. It is fine, but not when you got an older car.
I would not have known that.
Me neither.
I would also think that the people working in the gas stations, when you roll up in your car, our cars have many miles on them. They've parked on the streets of New York. Yep. They have seen some things, Jerry.
Battle scars.
That when you go super premium or whatever, they're like, for this car? You know what I mean?
You're probably right.
Like, are you sure, sir?
Well, I will tell you the one time, because they always come to the passenger side window. So the one time Matthew was with me, we were going to the Rutgers game, and I give him the debit card. I'm like, hey, tell him to fill it up, like, you know, ultimate, super. He's like, what? I'm like, tell him 94. And so he tells him, and the guy, he stopped. He goes, you say 94? So that might have been the same rate. Or no one buys it because it's $4.75 a gallon, and the regular's $2.88, I think, there.
I know there are certain cars that you have to put the...
Recommended, sure.
High test, as
they
call
recommend
it.
All the BMWs, the Mercedes, of course.
So I'm worried now, Jerry. Part of me wants to put nice gas in my car to see if I notice a difference.
It'll take a couple weeks.
But then once I do, I'm committed to it, because now I can't go back to bad gas.
I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know that it's going to kill your car.
So what's the difference price-wise per gallon?
$2.
Wow.
So, like, instead of me paying, which for like $2.75-ish is probably the average for regular that I usually pay, this place is $2.88 right now. But you know, let's just say 10 gallons, if I was dead empty, because I have a 10-gallon tank, $27 to fill up my tank. Now it's almost $47 what I paid the other day.
Wow, these are two topics already. I'm gonna ask for clarification from Twitter users. One, what's the deal with charging these Teslas?
What's the deal with charging the Teslas?
And have you heard of this, what Jerry's saying about
I'd love to know.
Really good gas in older, high mileage cars and seeing a difference and keeping the life of the car rolling.
Now, I will tell you, from back in my day pumping gas, we had a ton of cars. Remember when I was in Seabright, we had a ton of clientele from Rumson. I saw Mercedes, Porsches, almost everybody put regular gas in the car, even in the high-end cars.
Yeah.
You know, a lot.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
A lot of people, I would say in Sebright, the most popular gasoline was the mid-grade, the 89, not the 87, not the 90. We had 92, I think. I only had 93 or 94 unleaded. And it was, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 92. The plus, the 89 is what we probably sold the most of. And the other shop on a very regular area, regular, and then you would get a select few people that would get plus and super.
What type of gas did Bruce Springsteen put in his motorcycle?
I honestly don't remember. Mm. I just remember
probably a regular gas guy.
I don't know. And then here's the other thing, and this is another ask. I'd like to know, I was going to ask you your thoughts, if anybody out there has used Carvana. Because my son is in the market for a new car, and he knows what he wants. He's actually been in this specific type of car, likes it. Doesn't feel like going all over the place to find it. So I brought that up to him. And on top of it, they do a whole trade-in. They drop the car off. They take it back. And they give you like 7 days. If you don't like it, send it back. And I'm just curious if people have had any experience. It's not a way I would buy a car, but yeah. I'm kind of intrigued by it.
I will say that I've noticed more people with those, like the Carvanas. They must put their license plate holders on the cars.
Yeah, sure.
I've been seeing them a lot more, and it started really at the pandemic.
That's when I think the business was born.
So, yeah, I'd be curious about that, too.
Because the one thing I like is...
They do used cars as well, or no?
That's pretty much all it is. I don't think they have new. I don't know if they have new or not. They give you the incomplete story of the car. You get the Carfax. You get... What they say is this 150-point inspection. Since he told me about this, he sent a couple of cars to me, and I looked at it. They give you these ultra-clear pictures of every tiny little nick, ding, scratch. So it seems like you get a pretty good view of the car. They give you a week. They give you a little bit of a warranty. With the week, I could bring it to my mechanic. He could take a look at it. I'm just curious if anybody's used it, because I think I'm leaning in that direction.
Carvana.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, speaking of that, and you're saying like you see the record of the car and the... So my car in New York City, someone smashed the door.
Yeah.
So I got it fixed. It was just the door. My car was not moving at the time. It was just the door.
Mm-hmm.
The door got completely replaced. Somebody runs a Carfax on that. Is it going to say I was in an accident?
It might.
Like a hit and run?
It might. You brought it to an auto body shop,
I did.
Right? Yeah, and you use your insurance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that'll be on your...
That's going to screw up my trade-in.
No, I don't think so, because that's not anything of significance. It was replaced. It was fixed. It's cosmetic. Had nothing to do
cosmetic.
With the engine. I don't...
Yeah, right. I can get in a smash up the engine or transmission that had
no,
to
how that
fixed.
Would come up would be if I... Let's say you put your car on cars.com and you were selling it privately because of your VIN number. It would automatically have, I would think, the Carfax report there. I would click on it, and it would say there's probably one incident. I would look at the incident, and if that's what the incident was, I would not care. I don't think anybody would care. Now, if you told me that you had the exhaust replaced because you hit a four-wheeler, now we're talking about some serious damage, maybe. But that's nothing. That's cosmetic crap.
I did worry about that. I don't know why it recently hit me. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah,
my car's going to say it was an accident.
And I could be wrong. The Carfax might be dependent on a police report. I don't know how they go in.
Mm.
But I know usually with the VIN number is included, most of that stuff gets...
You're right. If I went through insurance and a body shop, that's getting dinged.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how it wouldn't.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not 100% sure.
The other day I had tweeted out that I was so surprised that it takes a washing machine 55 minutes to wash clothes. Seems strange. Like, mm-hmm. You put the clothes in, water goes in, and the suds. You swirl it around, you spin it, you drain it, you spin it. We're done. Why does that take 55 minutes? So believe it or not, I had a man reach out to me on DM and says this. Hi, Al. I'm a laundry engineer testing detergents and washers for over 20 years.
Wow.
For a detergent company. To answer your washer question, the Department of Energy is constantly regulating the amount of water and the temperatures. Machines are using less water and colder temps. This increases wash time if you need to clean dirty clothes. For you, use a quick wash setting. To get clean, always wash in hot, which is actually warm nowadays. Also, if you have a front loader, they have less agitation, causing longer cycle time.
Interesting.
This guy's a laundry engineer.
Who knew there was such a career? I thought when you used hot water, it shrunk the clothes.
Right, that's what we heard.
Or is that a myth?
I don't know. What this guy's saying is the regulation now makes it so that the hot water is what we used to call warm.
Hmm. Okay. All right, warm. I was always told wash everything on cold.
Yeah, that was, I believe, for not shrinking your clothes,
right,
and to save the colors in your clothes.
Oh, okay.
That hot water supposedly
would melt the clothes.
I guess.
That's funny. All right, so now it's warm.
Although I got to tell you, the one time when my dog vomited all over her bed and I threw it in the washing machine, it was a rug after she had pooped on it.
I do remember.
Diarrhea on the rug. And it's a washable rug, but I put it on the sanitized setting. That was for sure hot. Well, like I could see like smoke coming out of the machine.
Yeah. I mean, if you're putting on sanitized, you better boil crap out.
Yes.
I could see that.
So that surprised me though. Like that still takes a long time. That a dishwasher also takes a long time.
Dishwasher does, yeah. I think that's because of the wash cycle and how long it takes to dry.
Yeah, like if you were doing no dry, it probably is.
I think that's part of it. It's about an hour.
Yeah.
About an hour.
What do you make of these? These seem really cool, but something tells me they don't work great.
The pods?
No, not the pods. When you go into the appliance department of these stores, they have a machine that washes and dries your clothes in one machine.
I have seen this.
I wonder if that's good.
Why wouldn't it work?
I don't know.
It makes total sense. It's the same thing. It's the same theory of a dishwasher. It washes and dries. I don't know why it hasn't been a thing before.
I don't know. That makes a lot of sense.
It does make sense. And then you only need one unit.
Right, and you don't have to run up.
Right.
To switch your clothes. Because how many times, I know you said your wife does a ton of laundry. You've got four humans living in that house. I do a lot less laundry. So I'll sometimes put laundry in, completely forgot I put laundry in. Then it's 7 o'clock at night and they got to get dried.
They've been sitting there for 4 hours.
Sitting there where they start to smell mildewy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But this would be one machine.
And done.
And it takes up less space.
Well, it seems lovely.
It does, right?
It does, yes. Although you can't get... Watch what I say. Well, he's not here. When you have a couple of loads going at the same time, you got one in the washing machine, one in the dryer. Now it would be one. You got to wait.
Oh, right.
But whatever. It's still one and done, and then you get the other one in.
If they could get one of those machines to also fold it, that'd be awesome.
Oh, God. It's called a maid.
Right?
Just get a maid.
You go upstairs, you throw the laundry in, you hit the button, you come up, and it's folded and on your bed.
Can you imagine if you hired a maid, and she was this gorgeous 23-year-old? I don't think your girlfriend would be very happy.
Yeah,
that
probably would not go over great.
It would not. You get home every day and your clothes are exactly as you point out, folded. Your underpants are folded.
My underpants, ironed underpants.
She comes over at 4 o'clock to make the same meal every day.
Ground beef and sweet potatoes again, sir. That's right.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah.
That would be good. I think if I was single, I'd have a maid. I do.
Yeah, I always fear that the maid would not clean as well as I would clean.
Well, but that's like anything. I agree with you. That's like you start a business. I'm with what I do, not that it's much of a business, but I'm always fearful if I don't do it, it's not going to be done right.
Yeah.
And it bothered. I can't let that. I remember you might not have been here. We had Michael Rubin in those two times.
Yeah, I was out both those days.
One of the questions I had to him, because he's worth $1 billion and he's got a million people working for
him. He's the Fanatic CEO.
Yes. I remember saying to him, like, when did you get to the point where you were okay trusting the people you hire to do their job? Because he's a nut.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, it took a while, but you get there. I can't get there. And the same thing with hiring someone to clean your house. You pay them, and then you see some schmutz in the corner. It's like, what am I paying you for?
Yeah, I'd come home, and I'd look at the tub, and there'd be a little mark.
And you'd be a pain. You'd expect.
Oh, God.
I know. Unless she was a gorgeous 25-year-old.
Gorgeous 25-year-olds are not cleaning houses.
Then there could be Fritos on the kitchen floor. You'd be fine.
Ah, she's doing her best. You don't worry about that, Jerry. She's doing just fine.
Oh, funny.
It's a learning process.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
And then, by the way, there are 25-year-olds doing it, and that they start their own businesses.
That is true. I have read that, and we know a guy who used to work at WFAN who owns a laundromat.
Just for the record, someone ate these.
Someone's been eating your cigarettes?
There's only two left. I've only had two of them, and there were like 12 in here.
CeeLo had one morning when we were doing cool games. He had one of your candy cigarettes, right. But that's only one.
That's funny. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was saying there was a guy, the old Joe and Evan producer, Ernie. He yes. owns a laundromat.
Yep, I know.
And I see time and time again on these business people I follow on Instagram or Twitter.
Great business.
It is always the number one business to own a laundromat because...
Automated.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Automated laundromats.
Unless you're going to, because I remember him going through this.
Yeah.
And he bought one of these automated laundromats, but really wanted to expand it with press service and different types of things where you need someone there. You don't have to. Like, you could just have a coin-operated. You just put a TV on and people are... Yeah, it's amazing.
I watched on one of these Instagram reels, a guy... The Instagram reel was, let's go to my laundromat and empty the machines.
Mm-hmm.
The
coins that come out?
Coins and the bills.
Yeah.
It was an insane
a lot of money.
Pickup.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sure Ernie's rolling in it right now. He was smart. I don't know if he ever spoke about this publicly, but he did talk about it, so whatever. He borrowed the money to buy the business from someone very close to him and opted to not take a penny from the business until it was completely paid off.
That's a great idea.
Which I believe was a 5-year plan, and that's well beyond the 5 years now.
Yeah.
So if we are past those five, which, yeah, we are, that means everything that's now coming in, you know, after his expenses, profit. It's tremendous.
Yeah, it is tremendous.
Yeah. They always say you buy an existing business. You're buying yourself your own job.
Right.
But, you know, those costs are a lot, though. I mean, a lot of businesses are expensive. It's 2.5 times what you make in a year.
Right.
It's not, and that's just like a rule of thumb. That's not, you know, anything in print, but.
Yeah.
It'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Want to buy a laundromat together?
Laundromat? Al and Jerry's laundromat? I have not been in a laundromat since college.
I've never been in one.
I've been fortunate to have laundry where I am.
Me too, and I didn't go away to college, so I never had that experience.
Yeah, I only had it that when I was in Indiana for 2 years, so I guess 2 years I had to go to laundromat. But prior to that and after that, I didn't. But it seems like... I guess it's all electronic now, but, you know, and I'm sure they break down some of the machines every now and then,
maintenance,
right?
Absolutely.
Maintenance you got to do.
That's probably your biggest expense.
But you could put, like, just think of you if you own the laundromat. Then you get vending machines that you also own that you put in the laundromat.
More money.
Use some snacks for people, little things of Tide that you're selling, bounce sheets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could have medical vending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, aspirin, Advil, things like that. People there, they got a headache. Oh, you know what? I can buy a 2-pack of Advil for a buck.
What do you do if you show up to work at your laundromat in the morning from the night before and someone left their panties in the dryer? Do you steal
those? I'm
sure
that happens every day. Lost and found. You have to, right?
Hello? Did I leave my panties in there last night? You did, ma'am. They're in the lost and found.
What time is this at?
Do not clip that.
Don't worry, Eddie will. We'll make sure you see him. Fleegs is on it. It's too funny.
All right, so listen.
I'm sure that happens every day.
We have a lot of questions for you people.
We do.
To my Twitter or Instagram, wherever you want to hit me up.
Yes.
I like Twitter better for direct messages.
Because you're on it all day.
I'm on it, and Instagram, things get put into these, like, where they think it's spam and it's not, and it gets you lost. You
don't
see it for
Instagram
weeks.
Very much.
It's very strange. So if you have Twitter, that's where I'm most reachable.
Oh, and you'll pass the information along to me?
Yeah, we'll do a recap the next time we meet up.
I appreciate it.
Do a follow-up, if you will,
Sounds
Jerry.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's do the warm-up show. We did that this morning. It was pretty cool. We'll see you tomorrow on a Thursday. Oh, yes. Oh.